Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want to talk about how important it is to go to seminary, because it is very important to receive the training that you need for a lifetime of ministry. I understand that Charles Haddon Spurgeon never went to seminary, and that is often tossed back at me. And I say, sure, as long as you are as gifted as Charles Haddon Spurgeon and have the genius of Charles Haddon Spurgeon and have the greatest private library in England, sure, you don't need to go to seminary. And your father was a pastor, your grandfather was a pastor, and you've grown up as a preteen reading the Puritans. Otherwise, I believe you do need serious, structured training to prepare you for what God has called you to do. The example of Martin Lloyd-Jones is often put forward. Admittedly, Lloyd-Jones never went to seminary, but there's only one Martin Lloyd-Jones in a generation, and he had an extraordinary mind, and he was very well read. I believe men like that are the exception, not the rule. So why should you go to seminary? Why is it important? Because you need structured training at a high level by men who are eminently prepared in their understanding of what you need to know in order for you to be equipped to be a biblical expositor. Would you want someone to perform open-heart surgery on you who has never been to medical school, who has never done an internship or a residency? I doubt it. You would want them to have the best training possible before they operate on your heart. Well, how much more so is that true spiritually with your spiritual heart? You would not want someone bringing influences to bear upon your worldview, upon your thinking, your understanding, and your own spiritual life if they have not been trained to carry out the call of God upon their life. What would you study in seminary that you would need to know? Well, it begins at kind of an entry level and works its way up to more technical, but you need to be taught how to even study the Bible. You need to be taught how to interpret the Bible. What are laws of hermeneutics? You need to be taught your English Bible. You need to be taught Bible exposition. You need to be taught how to work your way through a book in the Bible and see the unfolding argument that is in a book and to see the literary divisions within a book. You need to be taught Greek and Hebrew, the original manuscripts were written in Greek and Hebrew. And the better you can operate in the original languages, parsing verbs, doing word studies, and awareness of grammar and syntax, the better you're going to be able to interpret the Bible and to teach and preach the Scripture. You also need an understanding of theology, systematic theology, biblical theology, historical theology. That this is a part of your being prepared to stand in a pulpit and to preach the Word of God. Further, you need an understanding of pastoral ministry, how to preach, how to pastor, how to shepherd. And then you also need an understanding of church history, which is an extension of historical theology. But the great movements down through the centuries, how God has been at work through His church. You could be self-taught in this. You could be discipled by an older pastor. I don't dispute that at all. In fact, it's not an either or, it's a both and. But to take you to the level where you are able to rightly handle the Word of God, to be a workman who needs not to be ashamed, I really think that you need to go to seminary. Some of you, because of family and because of children, may not be able to pack up and move. So you're going to need to do what's next best and have a seminary education online. But even that isn't the same as you being in a classroom with other men around you. You're interacting before and after class with these men, being able to approach a professor and be able to ask questions and to be taught and trained is just vitally important. This will influence your preaching for the rest of your life, and it will put you in a circle of relationships where you will network, and it will have a positive value for you on into the future. So I want to strongly encourage you, if you are called by God to preach, to make every effort within the will of God to go to seminary and to receive a world-class education. May God open those doors for you and bring this to pass.